what I'm going to talk about this week is failure. Okay? When you screw up. When you don't do what you had said you wanted to do. Let's say you've gone through all the processes where you say, okay, I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight because I want to look better. I want to be here for my family. It's really important to me. You know, I want to achieve great things in life. And you say, in order to do that, I need to lose some weight, and I'm going to start by going to the gym. Okay, you frame things in the positive. You've connected to the emotions, the reasons why you want to do it. And the next morning comes, and you don't get up and go to the gym. Okay, or you go through the day, and you're eating the entire time. Okay? I mean, this is a common thing. Let's face it. People say they're going to do something tomorrow, and then the day comes, and they sometimes do the exact opposite. So instead of eating well and going to the gym, they sit in front of the TV and eat all day, right? Eating ice cream. So what do we do when this happens? And this is a very, very important question, okay? And one that could change everything for you, okay? Because I've seen this one thing alone really transform people's approach to controlling their weight, okay? And I think it's essential to understand this. And it starts with this, that if you're framing things in this way, you know, in the positive, I want to do it because of this, I want to do this at this time, this is one of what I may happen, this is what I want to do, and then you don't do it. It's okay, and I'll tell you why. Because you can learn from it, okay? So it's at this point that is absolutely crucial what you are saying to yourself and how you are thinking about it, okay? Because you can fail over and over and over again, but if you never learn anything from it, then you're just going to keep repeating it, right? And this is the trap a lot of people get into, and they say eventually, what's the point of even saying I want to do anything because I'm never going to do it? And they get themselves trapped there. They put themselves into a box by saying, what's the point? I'm never going to do it. Well, how do you know you're never going to do it? Because I've never done it before. I've said I'm going to do it 50,000 times. I've never done it. Right? So when you're at that point, what do we do? Right? How do we do it? How do we get ourselves out of that hole? Because it can feel like a hole. Okay? And the way that we can do it is A, right? Number one, not take it personally. Okay, we're going to change it from something wrong with you, right? I can't do it because there's some block in me. There's something wrong with me. I got a problem, my hormones, my emotions, my energy levels. There's something wrong with me, okay? Instead of saying that, what we want to do is we want to find something that will make it easier to follow through on the behavior we want to do. And usually, the more productive thing to focus on is changing up the behavior we think we need to do. Okay, so where a lot of people say, well, I got to go to the gym tomorrow. I'm going to work out for an hour. Okay? I'm going to eat perfectly all day long. Okay? And that's what we would like to do, right? Because that's going to give us the quickest results. But sometimes we need to build up to it. So what I'm going to suggest to you is that creating a link, right? Let me put it this way. Exercising every day for 5 minutes is going to be more beneficial than exercising 1 hour once a month. Okay, what we're looking for is a consistency, because the benefits of consistency are much greater than just, oh, I'm burning off this amount of calories every day. Because what ends up happening when you have a sense of consistency is you start rebuilding your self-image. You start rebuilding your self-esteem. Because even though you may have not worked out for an hour or, you know, whatever intense idea you have, you can start to look at it after a week, after 2 weeks, after a couple months. I'm doing this consistently, and you're going to start thinking about yourself differently. Okay? Now, again, the way you get to this is when you screw up, which you will, okay? It's accepting that. So it's not about being perfect. It's not about being perfect, right? That's an illusion. It doesn't exist. It's very harmful. What we want to do is we want to set out these plans of what we would like to do, right? What our ultimate goal is, how we believe we can achieve that, and then we take action and do it. Sometimes that action works. Sometimes it doesn't, okay? But when it doesn't, we look at it as, it's not a me problem, okay? Now, of course it is a little bit, right? You need to get yourself to willpower. There is that aspect of it. But you've done that enough, right? You've beat yourself up enough. What I want you to start doing is I want you to look at the behavior that you set up for yourself, okay? And that's where I want you to put your energy. Because notice, when you screw up, there's going to be a conversation in your head. It's most likely going to be something of the variety of, oh, what's wrong with me? I'm never going to do this. You know, I'm feeling so blocked. I feel so screwed up. I'm such a mess. Blah, 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 blah. It beats you up. What's wrong with me? Okay? What I want you to do is take that same energy, that conversation time, and put it into what is one little thing I can do that'll move me towards my goal? The littlest thing I can do that I know I will do. Right? That will be a little bit of a commitment, but I know I can do it. That's what I want you to start thinking about. Because what it does, again, is it flips you back over to that place you want to be. That's what all this comes down to. When you want to change something, it's how often can you keep flipping into the mindset, the thinking patterns, the behaviors of the person you want to be. Okay? It's not about how long can I stay there. Okay, it's a big distinction. It's not about, okay, I'm going to be this perfect person now for the next year so I lose all this weight. And then, you know, 3 days later you make a mistake, say, oh, the perfection's over, what's the point? That's not realistic. It's about how often can you flip back into it, make a mistake, flip back into it, make a mistake, flip back into it. That's the process, right? Maybe not as glamorous and as exciting as you wanted it to be, but this is the process of change, the real process of change. Because you keep flipping into it, keep flipping into it, keep flipping into it. Two things are happening here. Number one, you keep flipping into it, and you get better at being able to go from feeling off the wagon, screwed up, made a mistake, into the person you want to be. Okay, so that's a skill that you learn, you flip into it. And the other thing is that the more time you spend over here the way you want to be, the more it starts to feel normal, the more it starts to become your MO, how you operate. Okay, so that's the thing. You want to keep getting back into this place. So the reason I mentioned this technique of thinking, it's not me. Let me tweak the procedure. Let me tweak how I thought I was going to do it. So someone says, well, I need to go to the gym every day for an hour. And they never do it. And instead of saying, oh, what's wrong with me? I'm screwed up, da, da, da. What can you do to change this up so it's more likely that you will go? Okay, so it's not about getting instant results, the fastest results. It's about that long-term consistency, right? That's a theme that we hit over and over and over again. And so again, maybe it becomes, how can I get myself to do, you know, 5 minutes of push-ups or 5 minutes of jumping jacks, whatever, okay? I'm going to tell you, the consistency is going to rock your world. It's going to blow your mind what it does when you're doing something consistently every day. It changes everything, I promise you, okay? And I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be this huge, grand thing. Okay, you hear me say this over and over again, these themes. And I want you to let them sink in. And by doing this, by approaching it this way, you're going to find that it becomes easier. Right? You get good at flipping into the person you want to be. And that ability is really what's going to dictate your ability to change and create and keep the change that you want. Okay? So think about this and catch yourself. This is an awareness exercise mostly. You need to catch yourself with it. But notice that you're going to catch yourself doing this when you screw up, when you don't do what you wanted to do. Okay? Instead of beating yourself up with it, tweak what you wanted to do. Make it easier. Okay? Make it start easy and then let it get harder and harder. People try and start at the advanced level. Okay? That's not realistic and that's not the way the people succeed are doing it. They fail, they get back into it. They fail, they get back into it. Every time they fail, they learn something. They grow a little bit. They become a little more enlightened about themselves. Okay? So use this process and I'll talk to you next week.